Taiwanese behind phone scams that swindled tens of millions of dollars out of victims from around the world. Years of police crackdowns have failed to dislodge them. In fact, Taiwan scammers continue to flourish, now on a global scale.
So how exactly are the fraud rings able to do this? And why is it so difficult for authorities to tackle the problem? Now, in this episode of CNA Correspondent, I speak to former fraudsters and Taiwan's top investigators to find out.
A typical scam phone call to trick victims into wiring money. Behind it is a highly organized criminal group that operates like a corporation, with specific layers of duties, strict management, and training. I'm going to meet a person who was once involved in one such criminal group. She only agreed to speak with CNA correspondent on condition of anonymity. I will call her Fu. Fu was 18 when she was recruited by a fraud ring to work as a phone operator at a call center in Indonesia 10 years ago, targeting victims in China. A friend's friend told her about a job opportunity that pays well and offers free travel. She had never been overseas and decided to seize the opportunity. When she arrived in Indonesia, her mobile phone was confiscated and she was only allowed to call home once a week. She lived in a bungalow with a group of other operators and began her training to scam people. And here's one of her scripts that she had to remember by heart.
您的电信这边好像有欠费多少了，然后没有缴，然后您要赶快去缴什么的。那他一定会说他有缴钱啊，而且他是包月还是包年的。然后我就会跟他说，就是会跟他讲，那你有可能就是讯息被人家盗办了这支电话，那你要赶快去报警。然后我就协助他报警，就是把他转到就是我们的第二阶段那边。
An operator is among the lowest ranks in a phone scam ring. Higher-level scammers, known as the second and third line, are paid more because they're tasked with getting victims to spill the beans about their financial details and hand over their hard-earned savings. I will be meeting a man who once worked as the second line in a phone scam ring, also operating from Indonesia. I will call him Wu. Wu was recruited 9 years ago when he was a construction worker earning $40 a day. When he heard from friends that a phone scammer could make as much as $70,000 in a week, he decided to give it a shot. As a second-line scammer, he would pose as a law enforcement official. Once a call is passed down to him, his job is to convince the victims that their accounts have been stolen and used for illegal dealings.
对，我是假扮公安。对啊，如果人家真的要被害人，如果真的要转接的话，他可能就转到我们二线这边来。然后，因为通常如果真的会转到二线的，代表是他可能紧张的， 他就开始噼里啪啦一直讲，一直讲，一直讲。接下来就是我们会先了解他说，你名下有没有什么的可能基金、动产，然后有几个户头啊。
The second line scammer must gain the victim's trust and obtain all the financial details about the victim for the scam to move to the next stage.
就是说，因为你现在可能涉嫌非法洗钱。然后可能你要为了证明你是，这件事情完全不关你的事，对，那可能需要把你的，可能我们会叫被害人把他的所有的那些存款啊那些汇到这个公用账户来，对，汇到这个公用账户来，然后再等候检察官的通知，来证明你是无罪的，对，二线到这边就结束。
If the victim buys into the story, a senior associate, who is also known as the third line within the ring, would come into the picture, posing as a prosecutor, to scare the victims into transferring money into a designated bank account.
印象里就是你最大的赚的最大的一笔金额是多少？
那一笔好像，有一两百的人民币，因为他就是一个老，算富人家了，对，因为他都是在家里，都是他老公出去上班，对，然后他就什么都不懂，因为他一听到也很慌张，他就人慌张都会乱嘛。
In the 3 months when Wu was attached to a fraud ring.There were times when he would feel guilty about defrauding people of their hard-earned savings. But the fraud ring had a way to rationalize the crime and convince him to continue.
现在诈骗集团那么多，这个人你今天你不骗他，你可能骗他，你可能假如他存款就有1000，你可能骗他个7-8百，对，你可能骗他7-8百，你还会让他自己留一点钱。对，那如果今天换作是别人骗他的话，可能把他全部所有的存款都骗掉了。
Even after Wu earned his first commission, there would be weeks when he couldn't bring in any victims. Eventually, Wu left the scam ring as he didn't think it's worth the risk.
That interview really gave me an insight on how scammers use fear tactics to trick victims and steal their savings with just one phone call.
But there is still one step left. Year-old Leo played the role of a courier or chesho in a phone scam. He worked for a scam ring 4 years ago to collect money from the ATMs or directly from victims. A courier runs the highest risk of getting caught in a phone scam. But the job requires the least training.And they would usually get a 3% cut from the money collected.
就是主要就是给你一只手机，方便你跟机房联系。对，那就是我们就是等候指示嘛。那只就会打电话来，就会跟你讲说，几点几分，在哪里？对，然后我们就是按约定时间跟被害人那边碰面了。
Leo said he was not allowed to contact the victims directly.But only to pose as an errand boy sent by authorities to collect the package, including cash and ATM cards.
我们要直接去到被害人家里了，对，那就是跟他讲说是，法院派来的，书记官实习生这样，说要来收开庭的证物，对，那实际怎么样，他们也不会多问，因为。就可以感受到他们是很紧张的状态啊，就他们很急着想要把东西赶快给我。
Leo was caught by the police only 1 month into the job and served at a juvenile detention center for a month. Data shows that police have captured nearly 400,000 Taiwanese scam suspects in the past 20 years. More than half are under the age of 40. Phone scams have been happening in Taiwan for more than 20 years, but there are still people falling victim every day. In 2020, nearly 37,000 Taiwanese fell victim to scams, including phone scams.
那个在这个环保袋上面就是有这个 logo 丑丑的鸡蛋糕的这个。
Among them is Edison Lin, a YouTuber in Taiwan who has some 300,000 followers.
好不好？然后跟大家分享一下。
The 25-year-old never thought he would become a phone scam victim.
然后那一通电话告诉我说，我在去年的某一个时间点，就是有到元宵这家餐厅去消费过，然后他们因为就是。有我的这边的就是信用卡的资料，然后不小心帮我多汇，就是多扣除了一笔款项，然后又加上那个店长他的语气是很着急的，然后一直在跟我抱歉的感觉，然后他完全的取得我的信任，就是我完全没有去怀疑他是诈骗集团。
Shortly after, Edison received another call from a bank teller instructing him to access his online banking account to cancel the payment.But as soon as he hung up the phone, he realized more than $18,000 was wired out of his bank accounts.
可是我现在回头想，当然会觉得这好像是一件可以避免的事情，也会觉得自己很愚蠢，就是怎么会犯下这样的错误？可是，在那个当下，真的就跟着他在他的情境里面操作了。
黑手，对不起，
如何？
我们是真的被骗了。我正在被他诈骗。
Edison made a YouTube video to talk about the scam and received a flood of responses.
有好多人偷偷的私讯我，跟我说他们也被骗了，他们甚至被诈骗的金额比我更大，当时也忧郁症，或是甚至比我更严重。就是这些人，他们连甚至去警局备案的一些勇气都没有，他们觉得这是一件很丢脸的事情，甚至不敢跟家人，不敢跟他的朋友说。
He said he's focused on recouping the losses by working harder.
睡眠的时间大概一天4到5个小时，对，然后一天工作的时间基本上除了睡觉之外，其他全部都在工作了，大概会到这样子啊，这样是多少？大概会到17-18个小时有可能。被诈骗这件事情，我希望可以更快速的可以让我减轻一点自己的债务，这样子。
On top of his video company and a small business selling street food, he also works as a property agent, hoping to quickly cover the financial hole. Time now may be tough for Edison, but he expects he can pay off his debt soon, given his young age and hard work. Not all victims can earn back the money they lost.Especially elderly who were cheated out of their entire savings. This old lady in Tainan was told that her identity had been stolen by fraudsters, and she had to transfer all her savings to a court for safekeeping. So she did what she was told by giving the money to a person who claimed to be from the court before she realized it was a scam.
What a golden bank got me.骂你写乱讲安尼，我讲嘿，我做唔对的代志，我食老食个钱，欠遐钱拢无。
In the past 2 decades, nearly 720,000 Taiwanese became victims of scams, including phone scams, based on police data. Professor Liao Youlu from Central Police University.Said many people continue to fall victim to phone scams because the society is struggling to keep up with the pace at which criminal groups are updating their tactics.
他们会一直随着那个我们讲做时事哈，就是现在的情况哈，然后来一直在做进化、做改变。哦，譬如说我刚才提到那个灾难， 啊，现在用赈灾，啊，现在在交税，就用有退税的名义，哦，然后那个现在疫情也有用疫情的方式在骗的也有。
Critics said Taiwan's punishment for such offenses had been lenient. Professor Liao is among those who advocated for tougher laws to deter potential offenders.
以前我们有统计哈，甚至可能就是只有那个一颗罚金而已，就是不用管。那这几年开始，我们慢慢有也把它认为是组织犯罪，哦，所以刑度有在加重啊。不过我们是觉得还没有达到那个威吓的效果。
Since 2017, Taiwan's telecom fraud became punishable by up to 7 years in jail. Critics say it's still too lax compared to the Chinese law, under which fraudsters could face up to life in prison. In 2020, money lost to scams, including phone scams in Taiwan, amounted to about $150 million, just one-fifth of what it used to be more than a decade ago. But the falling numbers coincided with an overseas expansion of the presence of Taiwan's fraud rings.
Here's Taiwan's top investigative agency, which plays a crucial role in cracking down on Taiwan's telecom scams. Now, let's go and find out how they do it.
Officials told me that they're working closely with their regional counterparts to share their experience in cracking down on fraud groups.
越跑越远的这样子的状况，的确，会增加这个警方查缉的这个难度。那也就是因为这样子，所以我们合作的国家也越来越多。那以最近期我们处理到的这个在东欧的蒙特内格罗扎旗机房为例哦，我们进去查缉到的在扎旗机房里面的成员就92名哦。
While fraud rings are moving away from Taiwan.They continue to target the Mandarin-speaking world, from China to the United States and Singapore. In Japan, local authorities also reported a jump in phone scam cases targeting Chinese nationals in the country. In May 2020, a Chinese woman in Osaka received a call from a person.Who claimed to be a staffer from the Chinese embassy. The person said a man in Shanghai had her passport and they will have to cancel her visa. Later, another person claiming to be a Chinese police officer told her that her account has been used for money laundering and there is an arrest warrant on her. Panicking, the woman followed the man's instructions.And put cash worth about $70,000 in the locker. She then lost contact with the person. Osaka police later arrested a 20-year-old Taiwanese who went and collected the money from the locker. Two other Taiwanese who were allegedly involved fled to Taiwan.
当时的那个案件呢，是台湾人跑去日本领钱。他担任车手，那日本警方非常重视哦，那所以他们就有跟我们提出来，希望我们能够一起合作。除了抓到在台湾的车手以外，他也希望我们能够再去抓到在台湾这边指挥操纵这些车手出面领钱的这个集团。那我们在今年也有破获了这样的一个集团。
In the last 20 years, the Criminal Investigation Bureau handled nearly 400,000 local scam cases, including phone scams.
这个165系统，它是把所有全国受理到的这个被害人的资料集中在一起，那便利这个警方来去针对这些资料去截取我们需要的资讯。对于警方侦破或者是主动去找到相似诈欺手法，然后来去主动破获这一类的这个集团，这样子的运用哦是非常方便的。
I want to find out more about the challenges facing the police in their fight against fraud rings. CIB's official Li Yangji told me that while the bureau managed to solve 98% of the fraud cases in recent years, he admitted that those who got caught were mostly low-level ring members, like those tasked with collecting the money from victims. In most cases, the masterminds behind these fraud rings remain at large.
我觉得抓到真正的首脑的比例可能不到1%吧。就是我被抓了，我不愿意供出我的上头是谁，反正我关出来之后，大哥会继续照顾我嘛，会继续攻击我，或者我在狱中他会攻击，他会帮我请律师啊，帮我照顾家人啊，所以他们去做出所谓的一个背叛性的指控的一个机会是很低的。
Following his capture 4 years ago, former fraud ring member Leo has repented from his old way.
你会有什么建议给这些年轻人，还有这些受害者？
我觉得就还是大家观念要普及啦。对啊，因为还是有很多人不理解，现在就即便用很传统、很老套的方式去诈骗，还是会有很多人会上当，对啊，所以可能就是大家的。防范的意识要再更强烈一点，对，那也是要更冷静。
So beware next time an unknown phone call shows up on your phone.